Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I am your host, Society's Mutant / Metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming at you from Phoenix, Arizona. And right now, this episode, and it's a little intro thing we have going on, this is, which I'm still getting used to, we're starting a new format sort of thing here, is it's a review episode. It's reviewing Spider-Man Far From Home, a movie I thought was so fucking good. As a huge Spider-Man fan, in case you couldn't tell, because a good number of guests have been Spider-Man related, to say the least, in many ways. So, definitely wanted to say, this movie, fucking brilliant. And this is just going to be a review episode for you guys now. It's issue 101, a review episode. Stay tuned for more. This is actually part of, when this is being released, it is part of a double hit. So you guys get episode 100, me talking about Young Power, and then we're also doing a review here for Spider-Man Far From Home. So if you don't like the sound of my voice, why the fuck are you listening? And two, I hope you like it, because it's just me going on here. So we're going to do a little mini review episode of Spider-Man Far From Home. Make sure you guys go check it out. And if you have seen it, then listen. If you have not seen it, stop the fucking podcast. Press pause. Go to theaters. Watch it. Come back. Or get out and press play. Because this Spider-Man fan, for like what? Shit. 18 years? 18, 19 years of this Spider-Man fan? You know what? He had a lot to say about the movie. So I'm going to cue ahead and take it too. Future Dakota Morgan. Hey everybody, back again. Right now, Spider-Man Far From Home, in theaters at the moment of this recording, and if you're debating whether or not to see it after Avengers Endgame and what happened with that, first off, quit that fucking mentality, because if Marvel comes out with a movie, you bet your ass it's gonna be good. 100%. If you listen to this podcast, you're probably already seen it. So definitely, welcome to our review for Spider-Man Far From Home. A movie I give a solid 9 out of 10. I want to really make a 10 out of 10. I really do. But one big thing hit me pretty hard as a hardcore Spider-Man fan and Marvel fan. I got hit hard by something in here. But we'll get to that in a minute. And so I want to say thank you everyone for tuning in to this episode. Welcome to the review. So kind of going in from now, it's just me today. I know, terrible thing, just me. Usually we do guests and whatnot. But this double hitter episode thing, you get a full dose of me and more interviews next week. So what are we looking at? Spider-Man Far From Home, 9 out of 10? Hell did it, yeah. You know, we open up a Spider-Man and we look at him as, we want him to be joyful. We want him to be youthful. We want him to be hypogenic. We want him quippy. We want him fucking in high school still. We want, which we still get after Endgame. And we get all the shit that we want to get from Spider-Man and who he is and his love interest in Mary Jane and all that sort of thing. Like, we're going to dive all into the specifics of that in just a second. But Spider-Man is Spider-Man. That's what I love about these movies. With Homecoming, and then Far From Home, and how he is in the Marvel Universe, and Avengers Endgame, and Civil War, and Infinity War. Spider-Man's been in a lot of fucking wars, which are, Jesus. And, you know, if we get young Peter Parker, you know, Tom Holland is this Spider-Man. Like, we went through a couple, and say what you about Sam Raimi, I know, Tom, we know about the other ones, all right, Andrew Garfield and them, we know. But fucking live action is Tom Holland. Tom Holland is what we want, and we get our classic Spider-Man that we want. You know, going forward into this, that classic Spider-Man is hit hard because we get the best fucking way. They're like, okay, they're sitting in the boardroom like this. Okay, what are we going to do? Endgame happened, and spoilers, Iron Man's dead. All right, Iron Man's dead. Captain America, we're going to say he's dead. And then Black Widow, she's dead too. Vision, dead too. Like, oh shit. You know, it's already there. That's four out of the thing there. And so, how are we going to explain this? Bring back the high school fucking... They bring back in the high school... Okay, so in a fun fact for most people, like, maybe 25 and older, don't get it, is I grew up with it towards my junior and senior year. They had it on the video, like on a live stream thing, but then they used to do it on the announcements, was they did their news, in quotes here on podcast, their news crew thing, and it was the cheesiest fucking thing you've ever seen. You'd rather watch Bill O'Reilly. It's like, 'cause it's more, at least a little more entertaining. It's like, oh, holy God. And it's always shitly put together, and it's shitly put together in the movie of giving announcements with the school, what's going on in the school world, you know, all the class announcements, assembly announcements, all this stupid shit, or the club's meeting tonight. It's like, oh, donate over here, and serving in the lunchroom today. It's like, making it seem like a big deal when everyone's like, blow our brains out. Holy shit. But we're sitting there, we're looking, you get that, and they're just like this, ah, see ya, thing. It's stupid. I just fucking embarrassed myself there. Oh, well. Oh, well. And so we get that, and it's fucking beautiful how it's all done. It really is. And the paying respect to Tony Stark, obviously, a little bit more than the others. Captain America, Black Widow, Vision, you know, and they're like, hey, they're dead. In memoriam. And it's like, oh, my God, it's perfect. And so they did that with the school kids and then being like, okay, this shit's fucking nuts. And like, don't swear. He's like, it's the end of the school year. Fuck it. It, you know, it's the perfect reason of, like, and they showed us what happened in the school of, like, listen, the snap happened. And 5 years ago, the snap happened. We got, like, and the school kids all disappeared in the assembly, which would fuck anybody. You're like, holy shit! And then everybody came back in the middle of this, another assembly, like, 5 years, everyone's like, oh, shit! And they call it the blip. So the blip happened. And the blip put everyone back where they were and shit like that, but as they were when they left 5 years ago. And so you're looking at people who aged, and they took the little kind, the little funny Asian kid, and fucking hotnessed him up. He's basically, he needs to be on a CW show at this point. Like you know what? He's going on Riverdale. That's where he's going. And he went on, and he grew up, and so everyone's like 5 years older, and they're like, this shit's whack. And like, it's been like, and the guy, kid, even the kid in there, which is one of the things I actually had a problem with, is they're like, are the Avengers even a thing anymore? Like, what's going on? Who's going to protect us if something like this happens again? What is going on in the world? And they're like, nah, bitch. And you don't know. Like, spoilers, because this is all spoilers, obviously. You don't know where the Avengers went. The Avengers are fucking, we don't know. There's a shit ton of them out there. We know that from Endgame. There's a lot. I know a lot of people who aren't Avengers, like the Acolytes and shit. And the Ravagers are like, okay. And so, you know, we're looking at it as this of where the Avengers, nobody knows. So the Spider-Man comes back. He's in there. He's in New York. He's swinging around being quippy, doing charities and shit like that. And obviously, Aunt May's running the homeless thing with them. Aunt May and Happy getting together, which is a relationship I super fucking ship. It makes more sense than Tony. Sorry, Tony has Pepper. Or had. Too soon. Had Pepper. All that shit. You know, it's really fucking cool how they establish it. So moving on from that, you know, it's Spider-Man is, like I said in the beginning, he's jokey, he's quipping what you want, but he's also a kid. He's, I think, a junior. I think he's a junior. And he's moving in, and he just, you know, Endgame happened. A big fucking war. Saving Private Ryan battle of the Marvel Universe. With everybody in there and shit. Tony, his father figure, dead. Like, his new father figure after Uncle Ben. Like, his new Ben, dead. He watched him die. Went to the funeral and all that. You know, it's like, all that shit, his big mentor, he's all gone, and he sees memorials everywhere, which there fucking would be. Avengers die, there's gonna be, you're in that world, everyone's gonna be like, okay, we lost, like, three main Avengers, and we lost, like, one other guy, like, oh, what are we gonna do here? And so, you're at that factor of, he is suffering from, like, PTSD, and they're like, I'm the Spider-Man Avenger, are you the new Tony Stark? And he's like, no, in which that is the whole premise of the movie is, is Spider-Man a new Tony Stark? Answer is, maybe? I don't know. Somewhat. I think it's really cool. He gives him Edith, his glasses. Like, fancy Tony Stark looking glasses. And it's basically the new Jarvis. Edith is for, even in death, I'm the hero. Perfect, by the way. And so he's suffering from PTSD. He's suffering all this shit. He goes to Europe, which Spider-Man in Europe... it's happened in the comics numerous times. He's actually done a S.H.I.E.L.D. mission in Europe with fucking Wolverine. So, I mean, let it be known as that. And so there's that. And so, like, Nick Fury coming in with Agent Hill. Which I love Agent Hill, by the way. She's really fucking cool in the comics. And Nick Fury, Samuel L. Jackson, they're back in there. They're doing the Europe thing. They're like, he's like, I was blipped out for 5 years. I was gone. I lost my intel. I lost my knowledge. I lost everything. And it's like, that makes sense. And they make fun of, like, one of the teachers, like, my wife tried to, like, fake being Thanos, being snapped. It's the stuff to get a divorce. It's like, oh, shit. And the love triangle, right, that he has going on here, because Peter's always falling in love. I respect Peter. I feel it. And it never works. Feel that, too. Is, goes in, and he has this big thing with Mary Jane. He's like, I'm going to do this romantic thing, but then the skinny Asian dude, the Asian kid, I was going to say chick, the Asian kid, not like this big buff dude, and Ned's even like, dude, everybody. And Ned's fucking perfect in this movie as well, with him and that news preppy girl, like, on a relationship, and then towards the end, they're like, nothing? Okay. So, yeah, I you know, I can go through the whole movie. I really fucking can. But we're gonna have to, I really want to fucking talk about this movie, because it's so fucking good. One of the things is Mysterio, the big bad. You think Well, no, you don't think that at first. They pull one of them sly ones. I don't know if Marvel's going to keep doing this now, where they're like, here's a good guy, but they're bad. If we're going to make you think this bad guy's good, but then he's actually bad. And comic book fans know. And, like, the Skrulls, basically, were the first ones to do it. They're like, Skrulls are bad, right? No, yeah, they're bad. And, like, halfway through, they're like, nah, fam, they good as hell. Oh, what the fuck? And so it's like, okay, and then they make you fall for him. It's like, Mysterio, you know, as a comic book fan, you know Mysterio's a bad guy. Quentin Beck is fucking bad. He's not any fucking master of manipulism. And mysticism, too, which kind of is, yeah. And so he is actually ex-Tony Stark worker, that AI, that holographic thing that he did in Civil War, that Tony named Bar for fun. Fucking, he made a villain right then and there without even fucking thinking about it. Because that was Quentin Beck's invention thing. So Quentin Beck, master hallucinant, he used to be special effects worker, somewhat still is. You know, you got him. He's really fucking emotional. Like, there's a scene, he's like, maybe Tony would still be here if you tried harder. Or if you tried harder, maybe Tony would still be here. And there's a scene where fucking Iron Man rises. He makes, as Peter says, that scene where Iron Man rises out of the ground, part skeleton and part suit. It's like, oh, fuck! And everything he makes him see, Mysterio's badass looking, but he's bad as fuck. But he uses the elementals, which are a thing too, and it's like you get Sandman in the beginning. And then you also get, you get a version of Sandman, basically. And then you also get Molten Man and Hydro Man. And they give Hydro Man his fucking backstory on BuzzFeed. What the fuck? But then they're like, nah, fam, that's all holograms. By the way, I fucking dig that. That's cool as hell. That pisses me off, though, because now we're not going to fucking get them in the movies. They're going to be like, listen, they're holograms. You can't bring them back. They're hologram drones. Like, no. It's like, no. Those guys are real villains. Like, I love Sandman. And we're not going to get them now. And if we do, it's going to be stupid. And Hydro Man's not going to work. And Molten Man's not going to work. And it's going to be fucked up. That part pisses me off a lot. One thing Mysterio about him, too, is yes, he does, like, hallucinogens and all that shit. Not hallucinogen. You get my meaning. He, all this crazy shit, hypnotism. He does all this hypnotism and stuff like that, too. Well, he does tricks and parlor tricks and all that shit. And a little bit of, and he does magic. Problem is now, he doesn't do fucking magic in this movie. He fucking wears, he has a real suit, yeah. But then he also has a fucking, like, mopap suit. Like, a mocap suit with the dome, and he got to control the drones. It's really fucking cool to be like, listen, this guy just uses holograms and drones that fucking shoot shit, like, and it makes you see, like, really fucking advanced. It's like, that's cool. That's bringing, and you're with Spider-Man shit like that, that's bringing real world and not real world into him a little bit. I do want to see Spider-Man fight somebody with powers, though, one of his villains with powers, because right now all we've had is people with suits and gadgets, and Spider-Man has powers with a suit. That's not fair. You want to see, he's got people with powers, and it would be really fucking cool. Whether or not we see him, I don't know. I thought we were getting it. I was like, yeah! If you got powers, you better put that fucker against powers, because that only makes sense. Whatever. That kind of pissed me off, but I still loved what they did. He was awesome. The things he said, Jake Gyllenhaal, a brilliant man at it. Brilliant Mysterio. So the Europe stuff was all fun. Going to Europe with Spider-Man, really fucking cool. The tie-ins, by the way, because Mysterio's not alone, he has this big group. That was brilliant with him going in, the tie-ins with Tony Stark, Iron Man. Like, fucking, why am I drawing a blank on his name? Obadiah Stane. Fuck it, I grew up with a cartoon with Obadiah Stane. Obadiah Stane's a fucking dick. And he was in Iron Man 1, and he yelled at this one dude, future villain. Like, what the hell? If you're, like, even related to Tony Stark, you're just gonna be a villain, apparently. In any capacity. So, Spider-Man Far From Home, like, it was full of so much goodness, so many good things. Before we end, we gotta end on the end credits scene. We're gonna go with the second one first. Weird. So the last one you saw was the Skrulls. You're like, we saw Nick Fury. He's on, like, a beach and shit like that. You fucking saw that it's actually Talos and his wife, his fucking Agent Hill, and Nick Fury. You're like, secret invasion! They're doing it! Yes! Yes! I was fucking thrilled as hell. No. You don't get that. You get all this crazy shit of them like, oh no, just give Nick Fury a break, he's on the Skrull ship somewhere. And the Skrulls have really gotten fucking advanced in 20 years. It's like, oh, that could be about 30 years. Yeah, so about 30 years passed, and so they got like a BQ ship, all this shit. And Nick Fury's just sitting there like, is that Secret Invasion? No. Fuck you. I guess, again, Marvel. We're not getting Secret Invasion ever. The last one is, J. Jonah Jameson comes up on the bulletin board, news bulletin board, and he's like, and it's fucking J.K. Simmons. And I cry. I shed a tear. I was like, yes, bitch, yes. We get him back. He's enjoying life. You know, that was the J.K. Simmons back as J. Jonah Jameson. Fucking amazing. Brilliant, 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 brilliant. And him outing Spider-Man, because fucking part of Mysterio going in outing Spider-Man. Peter Parker gets he doesn't get outed except once, where he does it in the Civil War and it seems with Iron Man and gives a press conference about it and shit. Oh, yeah, we'll talk about it later. So that's one time. This time Mysterio's like, he made a fake fucking video, put it up online. Daily Bugle puts it out there. Spider-Man's a main villain. Spider-Man is a villain of the city. And all this shit like that, when he's swinging in New York and Mary Jane, and he's like, Mary Jane, him back together, and it's like, what the, and they end on another, what the fuck, again, and it's perfect. I was like, holy shit, yes! So, this movie, I just gave a playthrough of it, with a review. Really fucking good movie, folks. Definitely go see it again. I would definitely say that. Would I see it again? I'm probably going to within the next week. Avengers Endgame is re-released. I'm probably going to do a double feature. Ooh, just how about that? Really good idea. So definitely see Spider-Man Far From Home. It's still a solid 9. I think they changed some things from the comics, but how it sets up the new Marvel Universe and how it continues things and how it continues Spider-Man's story, really fucking brilliant and amazing. So I definitely want to say Marvel Studios and the cast and crew involved, brilliant job. The spectacle, the effects were fucking amazing. The acting was goddamn amazing too. You know, directing, all that shit. The script was brilliant. I loved it. So definitely, folks, thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. If you want to follow me, you can follow me at Dakota_Morgan97 on Instagram, as well as at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. But if you want to follow the FanCorp Network that we're on, where we do fun stuff as always, I'm kind of taking a break because I've been working like a working like fucking crazy, as at RealFanCorp on Twitter and Instagram as well, too, and FanCorp Network on Facebook. We stay tuned mostly for Spartan Squad updates, which are on a hiatus. So say la vie, which we're coming back. So everyone, thank you yet again for choosing to listen to us, and thanks for listening to the review/recap of Spider-Man Far From Home. And this is the review from a fucking Spider-Man fan who grew up with Spider-Man. I grew up with him, and he means the most to me. He's one of my top Marvel guys. I grew up with him in my childhood, and I feel like I bond a lot with Peter Parker, even to this day. Like, I feel like I like represent Peter Parker a lot, and what he did. Well, he represents me a lot of shit in the comics, and who I am, and how I am, and shit like that too. It's fucking brilliant. And I've watched so many cartoons growing up, so many, read so many fucking Spider-Man shit, and watched the movies countless times, no matter how bad they are. So definitely thank you for tuning in to this review/recap with a true Spider fan. Thanks everyone for tuning in, and make sure you guys subscribe as well, and leave a review on whatever you're listening to, because it really fucking helps. Thanks everybody, and stay classy, New York City.